To hear the entire show and many others, visit www.puremomentum.net.
Yes, it's important to also understand, as you were saying, that we were told that these projects were officially terminated in 1953, and the CIA, as you said, Ron, decided to expand their efforts in the area of behavior modification with the advent of Project Bluebird, and it was approved by Director Alan Dulles in 1950. Its objectives were to discover a means of conditioning personnel to prevent unauthorized extraction of information from them by known means, investigate the possibility of control of an individual by the application of special interrogation techniques, investigate memory enhancement, and to establish defensive means for preventing hostile control of agency personnel. And in August of 1951, Project Bluebird was renamed Project Artichoke, which evaluated offensive uses of interrogation techniques, including hypnosis and drugs. The program ceased in 1956, which we know it did not, but 3 years prior to the halt of Project Artichoke, Project MKUltra came into existence in April of 1953, along with the lines proposed by Richard Helms, deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency, with the rationale of establishing a special funding mechanism of extreme sensitivity. And that was a quote. And Ron, I'm going to let you pick it up. We're now on page 4, if people are following along with this document. And we're going to, again, just try to hit some of the high points as we try to get through to some of the pages that I know, Ron, we talked about off-air towards the latter part of this document. I would really like to cover some of those high points. In fact, we could go to those sections and then work our way back to page
4. Yeah, what I want to do is I want to go to the universities and the military establishments that have – I want to get this in the first part of the show.
So yeah, well, I would say let's do that. So for everyone that's listening, we're now on page 10 of the Project Monarch Nazi Mind Control document. And it's important to understand the vast network of the infiltration within the United States of the Monarch programming and experimentation. And you'll find the mind-controlling programming and experimentation were and are located in Cornell, Duke, Princeton, UCLA, the University of Rochester, MIT, Georgetown University Hospital, Miramati's Medical Center, St. Elizabeth's Hospital, Washington, D.C., Bell Laboratories, Stanford Research Institute, Westinghouse Friendship Laboratories, General Electric, ARCO, and Mencking Research Unlimited. The final project was and is usually created on military installations and bases where maximum security is required, and it's referred to as reprogramming centers or near-death trauma centers. And most heavily identified bases are China, China Lake Naval Weapons Center, the Presidio, that's in San Francisco, Fort Detrick, Fort Campbell, Fort Lewis, Fort Hood, Redstone Arsenal, Off-Utt Air Force Base, Patrick Air Force Base, McCullen Air Force Base, that's in the Stockton area of Central California, McGill Air Force Base, Kirkland Air Force Base, Nullis, Homestead Air Force Base, Grissom Air Force Base, Maxwell, and Tinker Air Force Bases. And this
yeah,
is
we have to add a couple more. Norton
yes.
Air Force Base, San Bernardino, California. University of Florida, Gainesville, Florida. UC Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, California. UC San Diego, San Diego, California. UC Davis in California.
Yes.
Okay.
And I wanted to then go on to say there are other places, and I found this to be very interesting, other places recognized as major programming sites are NASA Langley Research Center, Los Alamos National Laboratories, Tavistock Institute, and areas in or by Mount Shasta in California, Lampe, Missouri, and Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, why Mount Shasta in California rings bells for me in particular is it's just a few hours north of where I am, and I'm just a bit north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And Mount Shasta is an area of massive geoengineering, and I understand that Redding, which is a city just south of the Shasta area, is largely populated by CIA. So it's no wonder that these hidden areas then would have and be complemented with close-by cities that have agents that are stationed there as well. So I'll let you continue.
Okay, now we're going to be on the bottom of page 10, or two-thirds of the way down. The most publicized case of monomania has surfaced through Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips' book, The Transformation of America. The true life story of a CIA white slave, Kathy O'Brien, born in Muskegon, Michigan. On the back cover, it emphatically states Kathy O'Brien is the only vocal and recovered survivor of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency MKUltra Project Monarch mind control operation. This documented autobiography contains compelling accounts of Kathy O'Brien's years of unrelenting incest and eventual introduction into Project Monarch by her perverted father, along with the co-author Mark Phillips, her rescuer and deprogrammer, Kathy O'Brien covers an almost unbelievable array of conspiratorial crime. By the way, conspiracy is a crime committed by one or more people. It's legal in law enforcement term. Conspiracy is a crime that's planned and taken into effect by one or more people. That's what the definition.
That's right, Ron. And I want to refer everyone on Stop the Crime, again, under the quick links, go to Hot Radio Show Topics. We just posted recently a documentary that both Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips did. And it is a horrific accounting of what occurred to Kathy during this program.
She was used in D.C. to compromise politicians.
Yes, and she was also
she was an extremely beautiful Irish-American, Michigan-born woman used for compromising politicians, and she goes into detail of all the extramarital affairs that were... she had no control of her body. She was a white slave.
Also, she referred to herself as robotic because mm-hmm. she really just did not have any control at all. But what was so interesting in her accounting in her story is how she had a photographic memory, and she was being used as a deliverer of highly, highly classified material between representatives from other countries. They would set her up as a go-between carrying messages. And, of course, they never, ever, figured that she would be rescued and be ultimately freed from what, sadly, most women and men and children are not able to shake. But let's continue, because I find that there's parts in this document that everyone needs to know.
I want to also talk about Boys Town in Nebraska, where the Franklin cover-up scandal, the Bush Sr. Reagan pedophilia in the White House took place. And there was a movie called Conspiracy of the Silence, a documentary that was never allowed to be aired because the neocon Republicans created the first Gulf War. And smoke and mirrors created a scenario whereby they would be killing most all of the people that were in the good government trying to expose this huge, massive crime against children.
To hear the entire show and many others, visit www.puremomentum.net.